Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, and God is blessing you right now.
not only is he blessing you, but he has blessed you and he will continue to bless you. We thank God for each and every one of you all this evening. We welcome you to another wonderful night of Blog Talk Radio, where it is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr. We bring you greetings from the nation's capital of Washington, D.C., of the United States of America. We are so appreciative for all of you who have joined us this night. We thank God just for you, you, and you. We thank God for the fellowship, and we thank God for the partnership of Omega Ministry Group, along with us, Reconciliation Ministries. We thank God for how we've been able to partner with Omega Ministry Group and join and be a part of the Omega Ministry Blog Talk Radio family. We thank God for each of those who are part of this family. We thank you for its leaders, Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr, and we just thank the Lord for each one of you all. Well, as always, before we get started on tonight's show, we understand the power of prayer and how prayer will bless and take care of us and how it will continue to have dialogue and talk to our Father. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools that we have in our arsenal, so we ought to use it each and every day, all day, frequently. So let us pray. We thank you, Lord God. Again, we are so appreciative of who you are and what you mean to us. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for how you have watched over us this day. We thank you how you brought us to this here, this point of time, where you predestined before time even started that we would be here. We pray, Lord God, that your word will manifest tonight, that it will come forth with clarity, and that it will bring forth conviction, but also bring forth confidence, a calmness. We pray, Lord God, that your word will again console us, convict us. Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how it is a lamp unto our feet to give us direction throughout this day, throughout life. We pray for all those who are part of Omega Ministry Group, all those who are part of Reconciliation Ministries. We pray, Lord God, that you will bless those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast. Again, Lord God, we are so appreciative for how you watch over us, how you make a way out of no way. And Lord God, though there are times that we are not sure how you do it, what you do, and Lord God, there are times that we might even question what you do. Lord God, give us peace of mind to deal with whatever the chaos that's going on in our lives. Lord God, again, we pray for this nation, this corporation we call the United States of America. We pray, Lord God, for our leaders, all those who, from the president to the vice president, all those who are part of the government and even the shadow government. Lord God, we pray for our churches, our synagogues, our mosques, We pray for the leaders there that you will allow them to be able to share your word and then live. We pray that when the word is shared, that people will be able to come and be charged to go out and change the world. Again, Lord God, we thank you. I pray for my family. I pray that you continue to bless my family. Bless even my niece right now, Lord God, as she prepares to give birth to another daughter. I thank you for my niece, April, and I pray blessings upon her. I even pray, Lord God, for all my nieces, Tiffany and April, and Ayana and Asia. Lord God, I pray that you will watch over them, that you will, Delani, that you will watch over them and bless them. Bless my goddaughters, Lord God. Lord God, allow them to feel my love and know that though I love them, you love them best. And though I might not be always there, that you can provide. Bless Sydney. Thank you, Lord God. I give you honor. I give you praise. In the name of your Son, who is my Savior, his name is Jesus the Christ, we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, my brothers and sisters, we are so appreciative for you being here with us again for another night of Blog Talk Radio. Let me say this. If you are listening live, we pray that you will join the conversation, that you will participate in tonight's dialogue, that something that will be said that you'll be able to join in, or even if you have a question or a comment, if you're listening live, if you press 1 on your phone, then you will be able to then, I'll be able to then recognize you. And then allow you to be able to join in. In the conversation. I pray that those who are listening to the rebroadcast, if you would like to add, or if you have a question or a comment, you can always send me a email at jvan91@yahoo.com. Again, jayvan91@yahoo.com. And I will be able to, I will respond to your email. Tonight's lesson comes from a book of the Bible that not a lot of people share from. We are looking at the book of Isaiah the prophet, and we're going to start right at chapter 1, Isaiah. Chapter 1, and we are going to, start at verse 15, again, we thank God for his word, and we are inspired by his word. Isaiah chapter 1, starting at verse 15. I'm going to read two translations for you tonight, as I normally do. I'll be reading the NIV, and then we will read the New Century Version. The NIV, Isaiah chapter 1, starting at verse 15, it says, "When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourself clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage and oppress. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." We are going to now read. We're now going to read the New Century Translation. We're starting again, Isaiah chapter 1, starting at verse 15. "When you raise your arms in prayer in me, when you raise your arms to me in prayer, I will refuse to look at you. Even if you say many prayers, I will not listen to you because your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Stop doing the evil things I see you do. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Punish those who hurt others. Help the orphans. Stand up for the rights of widows." Verse 18, "The Lord says, come, let us talk about these things. Though your sins are like scarlet, they can be as white as snow. So your sins are deep red, they will be like wool. If you become willing and obey me, you will eat good crops from the land. But if you but if you refuse to obey, and if you turn against me, you will be destroyed by your enemy's sword. The Lord himself said these things." So tonight, we're going to talk about, as a title, as a subject, the miracle of white snow. The miracle of white snow. Now, Isaiah is the prophet who is speaking to the nation of Israel. And if you go back and read and start at verse 1, you will see that God has given a word to the prophet Isaiah for the nation of Israel. Now, this word that has gone forth is relatable to who we are today. God is tired of the nation of Israel behaving and doing whatever it wants to do. And he has sent his prophet Isaiah to speak and make sure that the nation understands his understanding or what he wants. In 15, verse 15, we see Isaiah speaking and he is the spokesperson for God. Now, one of the things that we realize today and we pray for our leaders and our church is that God will give us a word and God will speak to us. And I will say, out of my own knowledge and understanding, that normally God will speak to us first before he starts speaking to others. He will speak to our situation, our circumstance, and the word that will go forth will be relatable to who we are. I will challenge you, for those who are going around and saying that they are the mouthpiece of God, they are a mouthpiece, but I don't know which God they are the mouthpiece for. Now, we realize that God will use many forms, many avenues to share his word. He shares his word by the Bible. He shares his word through the written word, or he will share his word through those men or women that he has inspired to write books. He will also share his word through the oratorical form of preaching or teaching. And it is the responsibility of man or woman to share and walk in the authority and the anointing that God has for them. Now, as we walk and share God's word, we realize that sometimes that word will be a harsh word or a word of conviction and a word of conversion. But it will also be a word of comfort. And just as we read in this parable, Isaiah chapter 1, starting at verse 15 through 20, the word that comes forth is a word of conviction. God is saying to the nation that though your prayers, your conversations will be many, I won't be able to listen, or I won't hear. And we realize that there is a difference between hearing and listening. I just had this conversation that we need to be active listeners in any relationship we have, either with a spouse or family member or coworker. We need to be active listeners. Now, I can hear you, or I can listen to you. Now, when I hear you, I'm really not paying attention. I just hear the audible words that you're speaking, and not taking it into account. And more than likely, I'm thinking about how to respond. But when I listen, I'm paying attention to the reflection in your voice. I'm paying attention to your body language. I'm paying attention, and I'm really asking my spirit to connect with your spirit so that I can have a better understanding and wisdom about what you're saying. It is imperative that in our relationships that we be active listeners. But God is saying to us, or saying to the nation of Israel, that he is not going to listen. That as we would say, he's turning his back. He's turning his back on this group of people. And because he's turning his back on them, he is saying that he won't hear and he won't pay attention to all the prayers that's going forth. And isn't that a tough day? Isn't that a tough time to realize that God is not hearing from you? Isn't that's got to be very difficult to know that your father, the one you go to, the one that you look for, the one you are looking to get your inspiration from, that whatever you stand in need of, that God is not paying you any mind. Just imagine you calling out and you can't get no help. We're going to take a quick pause. Why don't you go get some water, go get some lemonade, some tea. I'm about to go get some more hot tea. And just think about the fact that here you are calling out to God, but God is not listening to your prayers. Let's listen to this song and we'll be right back.
Okay, we're having a little difficulty. Let's try this again. Okay. Well, seems like we're having a little difficulty pulling up the song that I have selected. Okay. Well, let's continue the journey on, because I'm not going to allow this to deter me. So, looking at verse 15, Isaiah chapter 1, we see that Isaiah is speaking on behalf of God. And because he is speaking on behalf of God, he is saying that I am not going to hear and not pay attention to your prayers that I am not going to be in a place where I can hear you, but I'm not listening. But he says in verse 16, your hands are full of blood. Wash and take it and make yourself clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your skins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. So he speaks and talks about the wrongdoing of the nation and says, hey, I know what you've been doing, but you need to stop. I'm giving you a warning. I'm telling you that you got to stop doing what you're doing. Now, isn't that just like a good father? Have you ever been caught in a situation where you wasn't doing what you were supposed to have been doing? And your father spoke to you and said, son or daughter, I know what you're doing, and you need to stop. You need to get to a place where you're no longer doing those things that are opposed to who I am and also opposed to what I taught you. I taught you to take care of those who needed to be taken care of.
I told you to go out and speak on behalf of those who can't speak for themselves. I told you to go out and take care of those who are elderly, those who are children, widows, and orphans. I told you to go out and take care of them and do right by them and make sure that they're okay. And when you look at today's society, and we spoke about it a little bit this morning, that when you go to a, they call senior assistant living facilities or a nursing home, you see a lot of misuse or abuse. And you see some who are being treated very well. But it is our responsibility as a family, as a community, to make sure that our brothers and sisters are taken care of. And I don't mean physical brothers and sisters, but I mean spiritual brothers and sisters. That it is time to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. We need to realize that God is calling us to a different standard of living in today, just as he gave the prophet Isaiah a word to share with Israel. He is calling them to live a better standard of life. The question is, are we willing to live according to what he said? His word says here, that if we do those things, that though our sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. And we understand that when we look at scarlet, is a deep red. It is a red that is scarlet and crimson. It is a deep burgundy, deep red, something that penetrates and covers over. But he says that if we submit and obey, then he will make us white as snow and then white as wool. Now, I don't know if you've had any snow in your area or if you've seen any snow, but if you've had any amount of snow, you know that when snow falls, when enough of it falls, then it covers whatever is underneath of it. And then it begins to be bright white. If you see it during the day, it is sometimes so white that you will need your sunglasses or sunshade, because the brightness of the white of the snow that it is so bright that it is blinding. And then when you think about wool and you see how if you have a wool ball or cotton ball, you see how whatever the white cotton ball comes in contact with, either alcohol or whatever, it is so white that even if something is put on it, it's usually not covered. So Isaiah is saying and teaching and using the example, the parable of snow and a cotton ball or cotton, to mean that if we are willing to be obedient to the will of God, then those red or the sin, the red, the crimson, and the scarlet represent the sin that was in our lives, because it covered it covered our lives to the place of darkness. But because of the grace and mercy of God, of Jesus Christ, of God through Jesus Christ, that's a better way of saying it, then it is the responsibility for us to live a life that we can continue to live in that pureness. See, when something, if you ever stepped in snow, usually it's still bright, but you can see the dirt from your shoes or from your boots. God is saying to us and challenging us this evening to live a life that even in the darkness, even in our sinful state, there is an opportunity to turn our lives to Him, to submit our lives to God, and then He will make us white as snow. He will make us unblemished. And the wonderful thing is, it is a gift. It's really nothing that you have earned. Yes, He does ask us and request us to do certain things. But let's be real. How many times have you prayed and asked God and told Him, if He does this thing one more time, then you'll never do it again? To only find yourself 4 to 6 months later or 12 months later back in it again. That doesn't mean that you are sinless. Well, it does. Let me rephrase that. It doesn't mean that you won't stop doing wrong things, but what it does mean is that when God sees you, He sees the pureness of who you are. He sees you through the lens of His Son, Jesus Christ. And so it is our responsibility, because we love our Father, because we love God, we want to do right. We want to do the things that please Him. Have you ever been to a place where you just want to do the right thing? It's not because of you were going to get punished because you thought something evil was going to happen to you. You just did something right because it was the right thing to do. It says here, in verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. So, in reality, the choice is yours. You can live a life that even though you are doing the wrong thing, God will look beyond your red, your crimson, the stains, the sin in your life. And he will see the pureness of his son. And because he sees the pureness of his son, then he sees us in his son. Now, the wonderful thing is, he will continue to allow us to have an opportunity to get it right. But there will be a day that we will have to stand before him. And we have to be accountable. And just when Satan is about to call us and say, nah, that one ain't right. That one, he did this and she did that. She had that abortion, or she had all those kids out of it. She slept with so-and-so and he killed somebody. Jesus will stand up and say, I paid that cost. That debt has been paid for in full. Now, this is our free get out of hell card or jail card for those who play Monopoly. But again, I will tell you that you ought to just get to a place in your life that you don't do the right thing just because you don't want to go to hell. You do the right thing because you love God and you don't want to displease him. You don't want to dishonor him. You want to praise him and glorify his name. So there ought to be a time where you, as the songwriter say, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. There ought to be a time in your life where you say, it's time out. I got to change. And not only do I have to change, I'm going to change. And I'm going to do the right thing. Because I love God. And because I know he loves me. So, we need to get to the place of understanding that God is requiring us to live a life where we can be his spokesperson. We can do what he called us to do. And then he can take away. He's already taken away our sin. We just have to live a life that exemplifies that. Don't allow anyone to beat you up. Don't allow anyone or anything to tell, to share anything negative about you. You need to realize that you are as white as snow and as pure as wool. Because of what Jesus has done for you and I. We thank you, Lord God, for having a Savior and a Lord over our lives. by the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we submit ourselves to you yet again. We know that you are the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you for what you've done in our lives and how you brought us to this point. We pray, Lord God, that your word will bless. And as we mentioned, it will convict someone to live better and to do better. But it will also console to know so people can know that there's nothing that can separate them from your love. We thank you for your love. We give you honor for your love. Now watch over us until we're able to meet again, like next week. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are so appreciative. We ask that if you want to hear this word, again, if you have any questions, then you can email us at jvan91@yahoo.com. For those, we ask that you please tune in every Monday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to listen to Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr. Minister Leah Killings from 9 o'clock to 9:30. Yours truly every Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. On Thursday night, Bishop George Flint from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then every Saturday, Minister Joseph Amos Collins. Or Amos Joseph Collins, I apologize. Every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We thank the Lord for each one of you all. May the Lord continue to bless you. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am. Here I am.